Hi, I'm Dale Exton. So I'm over here at the TT this year working with Maria Costello as a bike mechanic for the sport bike class. I've known Maria for quite a number of years now, probably 10 plus years. She actually used to run in the colours from my dad's race team, which is Bournemouth Kawasaki Racing. So we've helped her with sidecars and bikes before. So this is the first time I've worked with her as a mechanic. First time I've actually not worked for James Hillier as a mechanic at a TT in my life. So it's been a bit of a different year for us. But you know, just want to start by saying thank you to everyone that's put all the donations in so far. It's gone absolutely crazy in 2 days. You know, it's been overwhelming, really. I was with Maria up until last night from Sunday, and when she started to finally realise and look at her phone and social media about all the support she's getting, she was very overwhelmed, but she also was very happy, and it's given her a bit of a positive vibe, which is really nice to see. She definitely had a bit of a smile on her face before I left yesterday, even though she'd just been in for an arm operation. So she's definitely looking on the brighter side of things now. It's going to be a long road to recovery for her, and you know, the 200,000 goal is unfortunately just the start. It's there's going to be a lot more needed in the future, so hopefully the donations don't stop. They keep coming in. She has got a lot of support, not just from the motorcycle world or the sidecar world. She also has it from the car world and numerous other places. She's a massive ambassador for women in motorsport, not just the bikes. And you know, she is a legend. She's been racing here as long as John McGuinness. You know, it's 30 years for her as well this year. We tried to make a big thing of it. Everyone in the team this year, we didn't really know each other that well. Some of us did, but not everyone had worked together. So it was all a bit of a new thing, and we all bonded really, really quickly. And it's just this massive shame as to what happened. You know, it's unfortunately a hair ran out, and these things can't be helped sometimes. It is the nature of riding at a place like this. You know, it's all normal public roads, and things do happen. It's just a shame, but obviously Sean, her passenger, he's also in the hospital next door to her. So Maria's in the Walton Centre and Sean's in the Aintree next door. He's okay. You know, he's not got life-changing injuries, but he's still going to have a long road to recovery. There is a GoFundMe for Sean as well, a separate one. It's a smaller amount, but it is just to help him a little bit more towards the future, where he possibly can't go back to work as quick as he thought he might have been. You know, he's got injuries from head to toe, unfortunately, and it is going to be a slow road for him. Obviously, Maria, we just need to try and find her the best help we possibly can. She is obviously unable to do anything for herself at the moment, so we are just trying our best to find the right people, the right equipment, you know, everything possible to give her hopefully a good outlook for her own future. You know, she's had such a career, and she's such an amazing person. You know, it'd be a massive shame to see her just not being able to do anything in the future. So fingers crossed we can keep bringing these donations in and, you know, fight for a good future for the both of them, really.
I mean, you basically covered everything there. It was brilliant, a radio dream. But, I mean, like you mentioned at the very top, the response in 2 days, amazing. You know, every time we've refreshed when we've been covering it on air, it's jumping up in the thousands each time. Yeah. I mean, you're already basically about, I think you're about, what, 80% in the goal. Like you say, obviously, ideally, it'll keep going up after that. But what's the response? I mean, it's very heartening to hear as well that Maria is encouraged by it as well. But I suppose, what's that like watching that happen, just instantly rolling? In.
You know, I've had a hard few days over there with Maria. The first day I got there, I was with someone else from the team, Becky, and that sort of helped me ease myself into seeing someone in that position. I've been coming here for a long time, and I've never been with a rider that's been seriously hurt like this. I know a lot of people have, so I've seen the heartache in other people, but it's been very overwhelming when I was with her on my own on like the following day. But you know, she is just amazed by all the help she's getting. All of us are amazed by the help she's getting. It's it does show you how the motorsport paddock is, really, you know, and the biking world in general. People do really get together. You don't normally get too much trouble from bikers in general, and we all want to support each other. You know, even just the members of public that get hurt here, they still get as much help as they need as well. So it's just fantastic to see all that. You know, it's amazing the help that gets given to these people.
And I suppose it's interesting because, you know, the people say, you know, that these riders, they're like no one else, you know, and they know what they're going into and things like this. And this was a complete freak accident. I mean, from the team side of things, I mean, hearing you talk there about how tough it is to sort of see her in that position. How's the team doing? You know, are you all checking in on each other? How's the general morale there?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a WhatsApp group anyway that we all talk in and, you know, all team liaison stuff, but we have, you know, sorted another one out just to be able to check in on each other, you know, organise when people are going to visit Maria and stuff, but also just to keep an eye on how everyone is. You know, it's mental health's a massive thing, and, you know, not everyone thinks about it until it happens to them. So, and even then people struggle to realize that it is something like mental health. But, you know, we all need to stick together. None of us live near each other in the UK or across Ireland or anything, so it is going to be tough, you know, trying to check in on everyone all the time. We're all going to try our best to, you know, sort things out and meet up at times just to be there for each other at the end of the day. You know, we've all bonded, saying we don't really know each other, we've all bonded so well. So, you know, just trying to keep the morale up with everyone and just checking in, really, just make sure everyone's health is well and everyone's getting what they need.
Yeah, and sort of logistically, you know, you've had a rider taken out of the competition this year. Have you all come back here? Like, how do you even organise then when you're trying to emotionally deal with what's going on and you've got all the kit here as well?
Yeah, so luckily, you know, we've got great guys in the team. Alan Gardner, I'm sure he probably doesn't want me mentioning him too much because he doesn't like any smoke being blown up him, but he is a fantastic guy and he goes so far out of his way to make sure every single person that's involved gets exactly what they need. You know, even before the accident, he's the type of person that will ring me every day and just check if I need anything, if I want anything. You know, he is the conductor, the orchestra of this a whole situation at the moment. He's the one that's helped sort the GoFundMe, he's sorting logistics, just every single little detail he's been involved in, but also all the guys underneath him, like helping Maria, you know, they're all fantastic people as well. You know, it's been incredible to be involved with these people. I've been involved with some of them in previous race teams at British Superbikes and here, and they're just amazing. They really are amazing, yeah.
I suppose finally, I mean, I'd sort of speak on behalf of the Isle of Man and the whole of Manx Radio and everyone in wishing Maria and Sean the very, very best. I mean, insight in terms of Maria right now, is she feeling that love coming towards her way from around the whole world, I suppose?
Yeah, so obviously it's been just over a week now. I think it's been 8 days since the accident. For the first 5 to 6 days, obviously she was inundated with messages and calls and stuff, but she was not in a position to be able to answer anything. And she also didn't want to scare people with how bad her injuries were, because I think she wanted to get over it a little bit herself. So I think now she's sort of come round from it a little bit and understanding the whole situation. She is going through all her messages and calls and texts, and it is blowing her away. It is fantastic to see all the support. She gets overwhelmed by it, and it is emotional, but, you know, she has realised, not just with the GoFundMe page that's been set up, that there is multiple other groups and personal people that are setting up their own fundraisers, doing special events. So I just want to say to all you guys listening, if you go on Facebook, just type in Maria's name, I'm sure you will find these other things that are going on as well. Even people like Dymag that supply the wheels for her doing a fundraiser, they're going to be raffling off a set of wheels and a tour around their factory. I know Holly Harrison, Fraser Rogers from British Superbikes, their mum's sorting out an event at M4 Karting, so they want to get that place rammed, and all the proceeds are going straight towards Maria and Sean. So there is lots of things going on for everyone to keep an eye on and try and get involved as much possible. So it'll be fantastic if everyone can keep rallying together, keep getting that GoFundMe page to go up, and you know, hopefully no one forgets about them, because I know 6 months down the road, that's when, you know, the whole TT vibe's gone a little bit and before it picks back up. So we're just hoping that everyone, you know, keeps their mind on them a little bit and you know, brings them what they need at the end of the day.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.